couple of years ago, I visited the bottomland owned by Jane and Sterling Williamson along a stretch of the South Fork of the Rivanna River to learn about tree planting for river protection. As we descend the hill and cross the thin stream, the floodplain opens up in front of us, and we see an assortment of trees planted 4 years ago: red maple, box elder, northern red, and willow oak. We, too, are a motley crew. Hank Hellman has brought along his two young children who run alongside, weaving in and out of the plastic tubes that mark where trees were planted. Angus Murdoch, who for years has grown and planted trees all around the watershed for the Rivanna Conservation Society, and me, curious to figure out the point of planting these trees. The existing banks of river are brambly and a spare buffer of 5 feet here, 10 feet there. Some older trees, a lot of blackberry, pokeweed, broomsedge stalks, still witchy yellow from last fall's die-off. But over here, the tender leaves of a small red maple peek out from the pale green tree tube, unfurling to the wind. And here, an oak just emerging from its 3-foot-high protective sleeve. Spaced 10 to 15 feet apart, they will grow into a riparian buffer, a swath of trees and shrubs that has been left intentionally undeveloped landward from creeks and rivers. This is one way that land conservation can improve water quality in adjacent waters. By returning a strip of forest to the edge of waterways, we let the trees do the work of anchoring the soil, filtering runoff from upland development, and absorbing excess nutrients from adjacent farmlands before they reach the water. Several years ago, the Williamsons participated in a USDA program called CREP, the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, through the Virginia's Department of Conservation and Recreation. They agreed to set aside for tree planting 8 of the 80-some acres of bottomland that was previously in pasture hay. For this, they received reimbursement for 25% of the cost of planting the trees. And each year that the trees grow and the buffer fills out, they reap a tax benefit in exchange for giving up arable land. At first, it seems rather unimpressive, this growing buffer, until I take a closer look and see that something wild is happening. Another kind of pasture is taking hold. Hundreds of box elder seedlings stretch out for yards in front of us, born from the mere planting here and there of single elders in tree tubes. There are red maples, too, sprouting on their own with no protection from deer and wind. Since they have seeded and are growing so well on their own, I cannot help but ask, if these trees are taking hold by themselves, why plant them? Why not just set aside the land? Angus offers several things to ponder, starting with stewardship. Once in the CREP program, a landowner is asked to maintain the newly planted buffer, which means clearing the area of weeds and pesky invasives, and not to plant or sow seeds of his own, which can cost a farmer a pretty penny, and not to mow, but to watch over the slow but sure process of growing something that will live for many more years, which will never be harvested. On our way back, Hank's son crashes to his knees on a rough cement cattle guard and crumples into a quick young boy's wail. As his father scoops him up in comfort, we see that he's okay, a small but sudden scrape of skin on his knees. Within minutes, he's off and running ahead of us. Kind of like the land itself and the river that runs through it, it will heal quickly if given a chance. Fortunately for this piece of land, the Williamsons have taken steps to do just this. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler. If you have questions or comments about this show, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.